Let's go to the phone lines here and talk to Tony in Virginia. Tony, welcome to the Mark Rosen Show here on the Crusade Channel, radio the way it should be. What's on your mind, friend?
Hey, Mark, good afternoon. I finally called you. I didn't run away from my computer this time.
I'm so glad you did.
Congratulations.
You know, I'm really the topic that you guys are talking about is really near and dear to my heart. Mm. I feel like when the Lord convicts us, you know, he just grabs hold and he won't let go.
Yes.
He's given us so many gifts. And the gift of faith is just, it really is a gift. We don't deserve
it. Yes.
And we don't know the ripple effects of what we do.
Right.
You see someone that's downtrodden, you say one kind word to them. You don't know how that affects them. And I think that sometimes it's easy to get negative, to get down in the dumps, you know. We see these, you know, the women's march, the, you know, we kind of laugh and joke and call it liberal derangement syndrome or whatever. But, you know, if we just listen to them, even if we disagree with them and show them love, they see that we have Jesus in our hearts. And who knows what the fruit of that interaction may be.
Right.
I feel like, sometimes God doesn't let us see the fruits of what we do because he doesn't want us to be overcome with pride.
Amen.
And, you know, my my hope is that one day when I die and I meet my maker, God will say, here's all the fruit of the work and the interactions that you did. You know, well done, my servant, welcome to the kingdom. And I feel like, you know, you're so positive and this conversation is so uplifting. I really appreciate it. It's really touched me.
Well, Tony, me too, and I'm so glad you called on this because I think that you're right. Even those of us Christians who engage in political activism, we have to be very careful how we approach this because these are still lost people, and as you've heard me say in the show here since the Nasty Women March of 2 days ago, what those people need more than anything is Jesus Christ.
Right.
They need, so when they surrounded that preacher down there over there in Kansas City who was doing, I watched a video, he was doing nothing more than loving those people, saying, there's a God that loves you that will save you from your sin, and he wasn't angry. He wasn't yelling at anybody. He was. I saw his countenance. He was just happy. And they surrounded him in mob-like fashion to the degree where the police had to intervene. But he didn't get angry. He didn't respond in anger. He didn't respond in he didn't return insult for insult, as the Bible tells us. He backed up and continued to tell them about the love of Christ. Why? Because he knew ultimately that's what those women needed. It wasn't going to be necessarily a political discussion they were going to have. What their deepest need was Jesus Christ.
Amen. And if you just give me one more second, I just want to
share
this
thought.
You look at the way that people are brought to Christ. I mean, people like St. Paul, I mean, he had a miraculous, you know, got knocked down by Jesus himself. But for the most part, it's through relationships. And you look at people like Dr. Bernard Nathanson.
Oh, yes.
The abortion organization who eventually came to know Christ and fought against abortion and made that great film, The Silent Scream. The way that I view my life as a Christian, number one, my job is to get to heaven for myself. But number two, and maybe number one is also, my job is to direct my family towards heaven. And so I pray every day, Lord, give me the guidance to do what I need to instill this deep desire in my children's hearts to know and love and serve you. And apart from that, my job is to take as many people to heaven with me as I can.
Amen.
So the way I look at it is, if I can just affect one person's life in a small way that will change its trajectory so that they end up in heaven with God forever, well then, I mean, I've done my stuff. And so that's just my hope and prayer for you, myself, for all the listeners. That
brother.
We kind of change our outlook and quit, getting hung up on the us versus them. Yes, we want a Christian society, but, you know, it's just going to happen one heart, one mind at a time. And, and we have to work for truth and justice, but we can't forget every interaction we have is an opportunity to bring people to Jesus.
Yep. Amen to that, brother. Amen. It's one of my hopes down here in Oklahoma as we hopefully encourage the church to come out of the pews and onto the streets, mm-hmm. that a revival breaks out because of that, that people see the love of Christ and the justice of God, mm-hmm. in both of our actions, that they don't see just one or the other. They don't see hate. They see love. Mm-hmm. They see loving on those women that have been trained. Let's be honest, Tony, we both know this. Women have been trained since their earliest days, mm-hmm. through the public education system, that when you have a problem, you go put your $3.95 down on the table and you get rid of it. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily see it that they're murdering anybody. Mm-hmm. So if we're successful in 2018, we're going to have 6,000 women that are going to think that's what they can do. The church had better be there prepared, mm-hmm. to offer Jesus to them, mm-hmm. and say there is a better way, because there truly is a better way. So, mm-hmm. Tony, I appreciate your thoughts of encouragement, mm-hmm. brother, and please call whenever you want. I'm glad, yes. I'm glad you broke through and called the first time. So, don't make yourself a stranger here.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, and thanks for taking it easy on a first-time nervous caller.
It was great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm new at this too, friend. So this is encouraging for me. So you know, you're not alone.
Thanks so much, Tony. You have a great rest of the day, brother.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks. Great call.
Absolutely.
This is what we're going to be about going, mm-hmm. forward. You know, this is truly which the topic you're discussing right now is. Putting our hands and feet actually into practice, mm-hmm. rather than talking about it. As Tony just said, being Jesus to people. You know, you heard me talk about this before, the Teacher of the Year, Guy Dowd, who was Teacher of the Year, I think, back in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. I went to a leadership conference and saw him speak, and he was, mm-hmm. talking about the reason he won was because of the influence of a Sunday school teacher on his, mm-hmm. life. And what he referred to her as was Jesus with skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what a great way to put it. I get the willies to think of it. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the impact this woman had on it, what was a chaotic childhood.
He saw Jesus. He didn't see her.
Right. He saw Jesus. Exactly. And so that's kind of the marker for us as Christians,
yeah.
who name Jesus as our Savior. Do people see him, mm-hmm. or do they see us?
Right.
So.
And, you know, and so sadly, far too often, Christians we're not taken seriously. We're ridiculed and we're mocked. And sadly, we've brought so much of that on ourselves because it's us. It's not Jesus that the world is seeing. They're seeing us. They're seeing a fallen people, and they're seeing anger, and they're seeing judgment, and, you know, they're seeing all of these negative and detrimental things, and they're not seeing Jesus. And so a lot of the times you kind of wonder, why are we confused? Mm-hmm. You know, why are we surprised? You know, that we're so repulsed.
In a weird kind of way, isn't it that we politicize sin?
Yeah.
And we pick the ones that we really don't like.
Right.
But the ones we do, mm-hmm. well, let's not pick on me.
Right.
But let's get them homos.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to talk about my pride right now.
Yes.
That's right. Not an issue right now. Right. Those homosexuals, that's,
yes,
an issue.
Yes, we're getting them.
Yes.
And when you politicize sin,
right.
You end up demeaning, mm-hmm. the totality.